Okay, the recorder's on. This is World Affairs Monthly, and I have on the line Mr. Martin Armstrong. He is born in 1949. That means he's 74 years old. He's a historian and finance professional, fairly well known. In fact, pretty famous. And basically, he's a fearless analyst of political and economic phenomena around the world. He has a forecasting business, and of course, he's found on the net at ArmstrongEconomics.com. And we've done a previous interview. This was March 16th, and that's published at WorldAffairsMonthly.com. Martin, it's great to talk to you again. And look, I there's a lot of things to talk about. But I'm going to once again defer to you and say, well, the most important thing we probably need to discuss is this relations the United States has with both Russia and China. And we could argue that we're at a turning point. Either we have an entente, which I think we should have, and we probably will have, or we're going to have war or some kind of conflict. And so, and I also wanted to mention the First Republic Bank has sort of melted down today on the markets. It's lost about 40% of its value in the stock market, and I guess that's been maybe waking up people to the fact that maybe everything's a lot more unstable than they think. Anyway, it's yours to fire off, and I hope you're doing well, Martin. Everything good?
Yeah, no, everything's, good for me, kind of bad for the world.
But, yeah, okay.
We certainly live in interesting times, to say it mildly.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the banking system is concerned, in all honesty, you have a lot of banks that are just, they're simply unsophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been, drinking the Kool-Aid to some degree, listening to the propaganda that comes from mainstream media. Oh, inflation will be, curtailed, and the Fed will, lower mm-hmm. rates, et cetera, all this kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
So the problem with that is that these people did not hedge. And when you have interest rates at record lows for years.
Mm-hmm.
The worst of the problem is actually in Europe. They took interest rates to negative in 2014. Mm-hmm. So effectively, every bond that the European governments have sold for the last 8 years are down 30, 40, 50%.
Yeah.
People have to understand, when you put money in the bank, it goes in on a demand basis, so you can ask for your money back. However, the bank takes it and invests it long term.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem becomes when there is a rush for the bank and people don't trust the bank or what's going on and they want their money, the bank can't deliver it because it has invested it long term.
Yes, of course, yes.
It's not that they have stolen the money or something like that.
Yeah.
So this is the way, banking crises have always taken place for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Martin, it's a classic bank run, basically, right?
Yeah. I mean, our problem right now is that the governments have kept interest rates way too low artificially for so long.
Right.
I mean, our models, we've got interest rates back, thousands of years. And I've, even published, you can go to our site and look at charts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, interest rates hit a 5,000-year historical low.
Wow.
I mean, so there was no place to go but up.
Yeah.
And then you have all these the mainstream media, which just reads whatever's on the cue card, like Biden, basically.
Yeah.
And they have no idea that they are actually propagating serious problems here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I won't mention the company, but like when they were creating the euro, all the newspapers were saying, oh, the pound's not going to be part of the euro, so the pound's going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And this one company in Germany read that simply the news lines, you know, the headlines of all the newspapers. And they shorted the British pound for like 5 years because they thought it was going to go down, according to the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the pound went up. It didn't go down.
Yeah.
You know, they lost $1 billion. We got called in to try and help. And I asked them, why did you get into this trade? And they simply read the newspapers. That was it.
Yeah.
That's the level of unsophisticated people you have.
Sure.
You take SVB Bank in California.
Mm-hmm.
The board of directors were all people that had political contacts and no experience in banking at all.
Okay. Yeah.
Their risk managers were, some women that, we have to be woke, so we have to get, you're supposed to hire the most qualified person,
okay,
regardless of what they are, this is becoming a serious disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You had Biden's press secretary come out and say, we're the most, woke presidency in history, and even said that he had 7, aides that were transgender and gay.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So what? If you're not gay, you can't be an aide to the president? I mean,
yeah.
You're not just checking boxes here. You're supposed to have qualified people.
Right.
The cab driver and say, gee, you look like a nice guy. I need brain surgery tomorrow. Are you free?
Yeah. No, you make a good point. These folks are just not very understanding of they don't really know what's going on.
No, they don't. And honestly, I've dealt with governments for 40 years. This is the worst crop of world leaders.
Yeah.
That I've ever seen in my entire career.
Yeah, you said that before. Yeah. Now, why do you think this is the case?
It's hard to say. I mean,
people
have to understand the reality of politics. We do not live in a democracy.
Yeah.
It's a republic.
Yeah.
Okay. And as a republic, it basically becomes a dictatorship.
Yeah.
I mean, Biden is has troops in Ukraine. It's supposed to be Congress that declares war.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as he calls it anything other than war, they're there for advisors. They're there for whatever reason, and Americans can die on the battlefield in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And they hush it up.
Yeah.
He sends money over there. I mean, it's circumventing the whole idea of what the country was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'm against executive orders. Regardless if they're Republican or Democrat, I don't think that, that defeats mm-hmm. the very idea of we the people.
Yeah.
Anything like that should go to Congress. I mean, Vietnam, you mm-hmm. had people being drafted at 18 years old. They could not vote and they could not even have a drink, but they were old enough to die.
Mm-hmm.
Where's democracy here?
Right.
Do they have a right to vote? Can, I don't want to go to war?
No.
that's a criminal then.
Yeah.
We have to really reassess what's going on here.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
This is the problem, that you look around the world, it's the same situation everywhere.
Yeah.
Europe is a complete disaster.
Yeah.
And you look at Trudeau in Canada. The truckers protest, calls them terrorists, and then seizes bank accounts of anybody that donated money to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where is democracy here?
Right.
It's complete nonsense.
Yeah.
And you have basically, due process of law comes from the Bible. And when Cain kills his brother, and supposedly God calls him forward, where's your brother? He obviously supposed to already know, but he gives him the right to explain.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's due process of law. It is the right to be heard.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
not assuming, okay, fine, I know you killed them, but I'm going to give you the right to explain why you did it.
Hmm.
All right. That's due process of law, which we've been defrauded out of, in every possible way. Do we have any right to vote? Do we go to war against Russia or China?
Yeah.
None.
None, yeah.
You know, they just make their decisions and send off, you know, planes or you know, subs or do whatever they want to do.
Right.
So we have to understand that the politics here is very serious. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I could run for office and say, vote for me, I'll save the whales, whatever you want to hear.
Yeah.
Pro-abortion, against abortion, whatever, you know. Then I get to Washington. The very first day there's a meeting and you get there and you go, okay, that's very nice. Glad you're here. This is how you vote. And all you do is just look at the votes. You're always down party line.
Right. You said this before. Yeah. It's a farce. Yeah.
It is. I mean, you know, people say, oh, I voted for him because I like what he says better than that one. Come on. Get, you know, stop drinking the Kool-Aid here.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I mean, the real problem we have is that, for you know, Biden is not really the president. It's people behind the scenes that are pulling all the strings.
Yeah.
And it's not just Biden. When Bush Jr. was there, it was really Dick Cheney that, you know, created the Iraq War.
Right.
And stuffed his old company, you know, Halliburton, in charge of it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Even with Bill Clinton, it was primarily Hillary that was calling the shots.
Mm-hmm.
So we have these people who are, you know, appear to be the president, but really are not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why they didn't like Trump, because Trump actually got there and he thought he was going to do something. And
right.
I mean, at this stage in the game, in all honesty, Trump probably would be the best one for president, because now he understands what's really going on. And he would get there and probably, you know, clean house. But the question is, would they ever allow him to do that? And I would say no.
No, yeah.
You know, this New York thing is just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. Or, you know, Georgia's going to go after him. They're going to do everything they possibly can.
Right.
And, you know, they thought if by charging him in New York, you know, he would become discredited. It's had the opposite effect.
Right.
So, in all honesty, I would be shocked if he became president, because I think they will do absolutely everything in their power, from rigging elections to assassinating him, because they're not going to allow him back in Washington.
I tend to agree with you. I think that's correct, yeah.
I mean, I did go listen to him and went down to Mar-a-Lago for dinner in March of 20. And he actually impressed me. He was the first head of state that I ever heard said that he was sick and tired of writing letters to people that their son had died in battle in Afghanistan.
You mentioned that.
What are we there for? Mm-hmm. Because they've been fighting over borders for 1,000 years. What difference are we going to make?
Right.
I never heard any head of state in any country ever care about the people that died on the battlefield.
Yeah. That's just,
I mean, that's just not it. I mean, just look at them. I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat. Oh, we got to go get them. You got Bolton today talking, but we got to put nukes in South Korea. I mean, these people only want war. That's all they ever do.
Mm-hmm. No, that's correct. Now, do you see them? You don't see them backing off, the folks that want to depose Trump. Yeah, you don't see them backing off. Is that correct?
No. Look, I mean, this is political.
Yeah.
You know, just claiming that he paid money to a woman from his personal and say, oh, well, it should have been from the campaign. Well, if he paid from the campaign, they would have then said, oh, it should have been personal. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's absurd.
Okay, so, Martin, I agree with everything you say. Now, what kind of trajectory is this taking us to? You know, where are we going with this?
I would be shocked if we even do have a fair election in 24.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see how that's remotely possible,
mm-hmm.
because if Biden loses at this stage in the game, you're talking about a fundamental change.
Mm-hmm.
in Washington, where you're bringing an end to climate change, war. I mean, all these things would stop.
Right.
They had to get rid of Trump because he was against the climate change stuff.
Yeah.
And he certainly was against war. So they remove him, and then you see exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. So these neocons like John Bolton, et cetera, I mean, there's too much at stake right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have waited decades to have this kind of power.
Yeah.
So honestly, I don't see them playing a fair game.
Yeah.
And
now, you mentioned that there was unfair election last time. All right. Now, this Dominion lawsuit, you know, the Fox lost, of course. Does this mean that we're ever going to find out if there was some kind of cheating, or, you know, how do you assess the cheating? What exactly happened so that we can?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at that case where Fox was would lose.
Mm-hmm.
They claimed that they had an algorithm which took 10% or whatever percentage of Trump votes, and they allocated them to Biden.
Okay.
All right. So you have to prove that they had such an algorithm, you know, and if you can't do that, you lose.
Right.
Simple as that.
Okay.
That does not go to the fact that somebody else was able to change the votes after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really two separate issues. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that, you know, what happened with Fox and Dominion. I mean, the rumors that are flying around, because now you've had three, you know, anchors from three different networks all suddenly fired.
Right, right.
And, you know, what the rumor is that, you know, they're alleging that in order to settle this case, they wanted, you know, all these people removed to support the Democrats for 2024.
Of course, it's pretty obvious,
So it is very strange. And are we looking at, to settle this case, the Democrats actually had a, you know, or the neocons controlling a lot of this? Had their foot in the door for that as well. We don't know.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I mean, there's too many unknowns in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're, you know, by the time you get to see whatever the truth is, I mean, it'd be kind of like the Kennedy, you know, papers, you know, you got to wait, what, 50 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then good luck, you know, because they still don't want to release things, but you know, there's just too much at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think it was Dominion with an algorithm or something like that. It's the person who probably spoke the greatest truth when it comes to elections was actually Joseph Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you can vote for whatever you want, but who decides the winner is the guy that counts the votes.
Yeah, okay.
And he's right.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you can have an election. I mean, Saddam Hussein always won, too, you know? I mean, do elections really mean anything anymore?
Right.
I think
don't.
That's what's all coming to a head.
Yeah, it is. It is, Martin. It's coming to a head. That's exactly right.
And our computer's just showing, you know, serious civil unrest after the 2024 election. So I don't think whoever they end up, you know, giving the laurels to, the other side's just not going to accept it.
Right.
And it's nobody's going to believe it, and it's just going to undermine everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, what Biden is doing is seriously wrong. You know, you're supposed to be the president of the United States and represent the United States, not 50%.
Right.
You know, and
he said he would represent 50% when he first ran, of course. You know, he did say that.
I mean, even if you Google this transgender thing, I mean, you're talking about less than 6% of the population.
Right.
Yet, you know, I have a friend in California moving to Florida There's a third grade, you know, the teacher saying, well, you can decide what sex you want. And he says, you know, I don't remember anybody even talking about sex until we got like seventh or eighth grade.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think they did sex education in second or third grade that I remember.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just gone too far.
Yeah.
It's gone way, way too far. I mean, I grew up with a guy that ended up being gay. We didn't know when we were all kids. It was just like playing ball or whatever,
yeah.
You know, and he didn't even know that until puberty came, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, what are you doing to kids, you know, at that such an early age?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just confusing everybody more than anything.
Yeah. Isn't that the design?
Probably. I mean, this is the real problem with this that concerns me is that when you start dividing society into these groups,
exactly,
then you know, it's kind of like what Abraham Lincoln said. You know, united we stand and divided we fall.
Yeah.
That's what they did in Germany. They went after the Jews. Oh, they're bad. They're this or whatever. As soon as you start isolating any particular group, you undermine the entire situation. I mean, we had a gay guy who worked in our company, and we would all go out for drinks, and people would complain about their wife or girlfriend or whatever. And he would chime in and just laugh. He says, well, this is why everybody should be gay. Two guys get along. Everybody just laughs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't, you know, nobody was like, you know, really upset one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, but when you start dividing it like this, mm-hmm. when people lose their jobs, oh, it's because of them and that group and this is what happened.
Yeah.
In the 1840s, they did that against the Irish that were all coming in.
Yeah.
And there happened to be a recession at the time. And it turned into gun battles in the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't really do this. And once you divide everybody,
mm-hmm.
It is a political strategy that as long as the people are divided, then they do not rise up together against the government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can check the Amazon lawsuits, I think it was in Alabama or Georgia, against the unions. They subpoenaed and now came, you know, their manifesto, and it showed the more you have a diverse workforce, then they will not unite and create a union.
Sure.
Or if you have all white or all black, then they
yeah.
all talk to each other and they unify.
Yeah.
If you divide and create as much diversity as possible, then they all don't get together.
Right.
And
well, that's
unions.
What
and
we
that's
have
the
right
same
now.
Situation from the government side.
Yeah. 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 We're so diverse that it's impossible for the public to do anything about these problems. Right.
You're breaking up.
Oh. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We're so diverse now that there's really not much we can do. We're so divided among ourselves.
Yes. I mean, you know.
And the government can do whatever it wants.
Look, when you start having, you know, Biden bragging that he has seven transgender, then that means if you are, you know, just normal, heterosexual person, you're not entitled to that job.
Yeah.
You know, you start then creating, you know, resentment and prejudice.
Right.
And that's basically what develops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the same thing, there were riots against blacks in New York City when they started putting in the draft
mm-hmm.
For the Civil War because they go, well, I'm going to have to now go fight because of you. You know, and it just, it didn't matter, you know, that mm-hmm. they weren't slaves or whatever, or they were just black. So you start dividing people like that.
Yeah.
You create resentment.
Yeah. Well, what is the solution, if anything?
history says it's usually a revolution. But,
yeah.
And then you get to, you know, to start all over again.
Right.
That, you know, we seem to go through these historical revolutions every, you know, 225 to 300 years or so.
Yeah.
I mean, if that did, you know, if governments didn't fall, we should all be still speaking Babylonian, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, 100 years ago, America was mostly a white, you know, European people. Of course, you had the African slaves that were freed, you know, so that, but now we have, 30% mestizo and, you know, immigrants from dark and, you know, people from all over the world. So it's just impossible to get everybody to be on board with, you know, something that needs to happen. I mean, it's
well, eventually, it, you know, when the people will unite, when they have figured it out, that the greatest enemy against the people has always historically been the state. That's just simply the way it always is.
Mm-hmm.
And we become, as we progress and a government begins to lose power, it becomes more authoritarian,
mm-hmm.
which is what we are experiencing today.
Yeah.
I mean, I went behind the Berlin Wall before it fell.
Yeah.
And, you know, a friend of mine's family was there and we visited. And if nobody was around us, they would speak the truth. As soon as anybody was close, it was, this is our wonderful government. They take such wonderful care of us. And they walked away and they'd call them every name in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that's what we're getting with this cancel culture,
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can't speak freely.
No.
You got to watch what you say because all that might offend somebody else for whatever. And that gets you in trouble and canceled from the system, which is exactly what I saw in East Germany.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tucker Carlson was likely removed because he was saying things they didn't want him to say.
You're breaking up again.
Oh, Tucker Carlson was removed because Carlson was saying things, you know, on the television there, Fox News, that the government didn't want him to say.
Didn't hear you.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Tucker.
Try again.
Tucker Carlson was likely removed to censor him because he was saying things that the government didn't want him to say.
Yes. It's
you can hear me?
It's very strange that all three lost
yeah.
their jobs. I mean, that clearly is like, to me, is a red flag that what's going on here?
It's an like you said, it's an authoritarian response to the speech that's taking place. The speech is unacceptable to the government.
Yes. I mean, free speech is supposed to be, I don't agree with what you have to say, but I have to agree that you have the right to say it.
Yeah.
Simple as that. If I take your right to speak freely because my speech is better than yours, then somebody can come along and do that to me.
Right. Well, the foundation of Western civilization is effectively free speech.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back to 500 BC. The Senate of Rome was, you know, there to debate an issue. Of course, you know, the senators were old guys, but still they had a debate.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't realize that Rome also was freedom of religion.
Yeah.
Yes, they had hundreds of gods. Why? Because all these different regions that they eventually conquered, they didn't, you know, change their religion or anything. They were all allowed to keep their own.
Right.
The god Sol, or the sun god, was an Eastern god. It was not Roman.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all these things were, you know, historically, you know, Rome basically was actually, you know, was very fair.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, well, they went after the Jews. Well, you have to understand that the Jews rose up after Nero died.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were trying to seek their independence at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So if the current emperor, Vespasian, if he allowed that to happen, then everybody else would start separating.
Sure.
So he was basically forced to go in there. And the same thing we have separatist movements today. I mean, just take Ukraine. Mm-hmm. The Donbass area are all Russians.
Yeah.
Right up to the river where Kiev sits on, historically was all Russian from the empire, from mm-hmm. the Tsar.
Yeah.
So that's why you have Russians living there.
Yeah.
They've been there for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And Ukraine suddenly says, no, it's going to be ours. You can't, you can no longer report to the patriarch in Moscow. You have to go to our religion. I mean, this is mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you have to speak Ukrainian. You can't speak Russian, outlawed Russian. I mean, look, that would be like Mexico, coming in, taking Texas. You have to report to our religion over here. You have to surrender all your religious beliefs. And you can no longer speak English. You have to speak, Mexican.
Yeah.
I don't think that would go over very well.
No. Well, the situation seems like it's like I said earlier, we're moving toward conflict.
I know Ukraine very well. I had two employees there, one from Donetsk and actually one from Kiev. The two of them would never even talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
We had a conference in Athens, and the one from Kiev refused to take a flight back, but the fastest flight was a stopover in Mexico, in Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they went to Egypt, from Egypt to Spain, from Spain to Kiev. The hatred there is just systemic.
Yeah.
It's not going to be cured one way or another.
No, that's
just simply the way they are.
Right.
It's been ingrained in them for, a long time. So, you're not going to solve this.
This
is kind of like the Middle East, the conflict between Sunni and Shiite.
Yeah.
It's just not something that is easily resolved.
Yeah. Yeah. So war is inevitable and always
present.
With
Ukraine, we have to understand that this I was just told the Ukraine wanted to use all these weapons to directly attack Moscow and other Russian cities.
Mm-hmm.
And the neocons came in and said no. Because if they did, it's going to explode into World War III right away.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, Ukraine, they simply hate Russians, period.
Yeah.
And if they can create World War III, they will do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are just simply on the wrong side of history in this one. The governments agreed. There was the Minsk Agreement. Ukraine was supposed to change its constitution and allow the Donbass to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Merkel was asked, why are they not enforcing the Minsk Agreement? I can't believe that either maybe she had too much to drink or what, but she came out, we never really intended that to be true. We were just buying time for Ukraine to build an army.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you then negotiate? I mean, if you're Putin, would you then negotiate peace with the other side and expect them to actually honor it?
Yeah. No, not really.
I mean, I couldn't believe that a head of state would actually say such a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you're going to do that, then China shouldn't trust, the West, nor should anybody else.
Yeah.
What agreements mean?
Not much. Yeah.
Nuclear arms agreements and so, that's just total nonsense then.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust what the other side... Oh, you got to do it, but the other side won't.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
why...
I don't see...
Yeah.
I think, the world... That's why I say the world leaders today are the worst I've ever seen in 40 years. I mean, you just can't trust any of them. They say whatever they want to say, and you can't take anything for actual, you know, policy anymore.
Right. Well, then, are we headed toward a, you know, utter catastrophic situation?
That's the only solution.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I hear some of these, you know, gung-ho politicians, oh, they're really a Reagan, you know. I mean, if you look at Reagan wanted negotiation, these people do not.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The neocons were against Reagan because he wanted to talk to Gorbachev.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, you can't do that. Russians, you can't trust them. And, you know, I mean, psychology 101 teaches us that, you know, people judge others by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And for these neocons in the United States to say, oh, you can't trust any Russian, means you can't really trust them either. Simply the way it is.
Yeah.
So, I, you know, this typically moves to nothing but confrontation.
Yeah.
And that's, unfortunately, seems to be where we're going.
Yeah.
Until the people wake up and realize that this is all nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the oldest veterans from World War One who recently died came out and he says, so many people died for what? He says, you should just take the world leader, throw them in a room, and let them fight it out.
Yeah.
You know, and leave the rest of us alone.
Yeah. I see her headline, South Africa vows to quit ICC following Putin warrant.
Look, I mean, I've had dinner with the ICC.
Yeah, really?
All right. What the indictment against Putin is political.
Yeah, of course it is.
And it violates every principle of you could possibly come to.
Yeah.
The ICC, and you're going to Google it and find out yourself, the ICC has jurisdiction only over those who are members.
Mm-hmm.
And who are not members, guess what? United States, China, and Russia. Why? Because we never wanted to have any of our soldiers dragged in and charged with war crimes by an independent court.
Yeah, yeah.
The ICC had no jurisdiction to indict Putin whatsoever.
Mm.
It's become a joke, the same thing as the SWIFT system for monetary affairs. I mean, this is what, you know, when Russia went into Crimea in 2014, Obama went to the SWIFT and said they wanted to have Russia removed from the SWIFT system. They refused. They said, this is not here for politics. All right. Biden, they replaced the head of SWIFT in 2019. Oh, okay, fine. Whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have completely divided the world
economy.
Globalization is done.
Yeah.
China is moving at light speed for its chip system. And you have a whole bunch of countries now saying that they're abandoning the dollar and moving to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what happened. I mean,
yeah.
It's complete nonsense.
Yes, it is.
I mean, the SWIFT system is not there for politics.
Mm-hmm.
And once it was corrupted, it's the same thing with the ICC. It's no longer valid.
No, you're right. Yeah.
It's supposed to be independent and standing between everybody.
Everything's melting down, Martin.
It is. The whole
thing's
system,
melting down.
I mean,
yeah.
Had the IMF come out saying that they've launched their new digital currency to basically replace the dollar.
Yeah.
And they think that, oh, well, we're the IMF, and so everybody will use us and not the dollar. And sorry, that's, you know, the IMF is just part of the whole, you know, 1945 nonsense.
Right.
You got the ICC court, the SWIFT system, I mean, these things are no longer independent. And the IMF is certainly not trustworthy.
No, certainly not.
So China's not going to use them. Russia's not going to use them. And it's not going to do anything other than replace the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And that will end up putting in an authoritarian monetary view over us. That's it.
Mm-hmm. How fast do you think this whole thing is melting down? At what pace?
Probably not till after the 24 election, but I mean, the rumors are that, you know, the what they think is that they want to start some sort of war against Russia or China before the election.
I see. Really?
Because the way they think in Washington, and this is what I've been told, no president has ever lost an election during war.
Oh, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm not saying it's nukes flying back and forth, but some sort of conventional war that we are in this. We already have troops in Ukraine already.
Yeah.
I mean, a number of congressmen are starting to speak out against this. He said, I never voted for a hot war.
Right.
You know, and, you know, that's basically what's going on. I mean, we don't have the right to vote on any of this stuff ourselves.
No. No, you're right. So you're really thinking that unless we have some sort of war, nobody's going to rally behind Biden.
They want to
reelect Biden, of course, because he's facing Trump. And so you're saying that war, isn't that what you're effectively arguing? You know, war is going to bail out Biden.
You have to understand that. When Trump was elected, they said, oh, you know, you're not a politician. You don't have experience. And they picked his cabinet. John Bolton was there, the rest of them, Victoria Nuland. I mean, all the neocons were there.
Yeah.
When Trump began to see all they wanted was war, he started firing them.
Yeah.
All right. Now with Biden, they're all back in again.
Right. That's right.
So there's no way that they have any intention whatsoever
allowing
of
Trump,
giving
yeah.
up that power.
No, you're right.
Biden just reached the cue card. You know, it's...
You're right.
You know,
I mean, the only way they can really stay in power is maybe, like you said, start a war. You're right.
You're breaking up again.
Oh, wow. The only way they can really stay in power is to start a war and hope that everybody rallies behind Biden and the neocons. You hear me?
Can't hear you.
Oh, wow. They're messing with the telephone then. The only way they can remain in power is if they start a war.
Look, they look at it simply that way, that no president has ever lost during a war.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, I'm not, like I said, they're not...
I think you're right.
...to create nuclear war, you know, going, missiles going back and forth. But they definitely want some sort of of war going on here. And you got to be careful because they will use a false flag to create it.
Yeah.
I mean, just like Hitler. Hitler was against the communists. So, you know, the Bundestag fire, oh, he blamed it on a single communist, and that justified everything.
Right.
And this is the way it goes. You take Syria. They got caught by sending in people that the West gassed people and then tried to blame it on Assad.
Well, it's incredible what you say, and I think you're right. The only way to stop Trump from winning is to have a war.
That or assassinate him.
Yeah.
Because it is.
So you agree?
This first charge does not seem to have... they think it would have discredited him and people wouldn't vote for him. But he soared in the polls.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they can try that again with Georgia. But, you know, I don't think people are going to believe this stuff.
Right.
So it comes down to creating a war.
Yeah.
To distract everybody. And,
well,
and you don't change horses in the middle of a stream. And if that doesn't work, I think they would assassinate him.
Yeah. I think
and then
right.
blame it on China or, oh, China is against, you know, they assassinated Trump because they knew he would kill all their trade or something. Mm-hmm. You know, some excuse they would come up with.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
So it just, you know,
it didn't occur to me until I'm talking to you that this is the case. I think you're right. They're not going to be able to stop him by doing this, the arrest warrant, the Georgia, whatever. They're not that can only embolden him and strengthen him.
Because people don't trust the system.
Right, you're right.
And
the whole thing is crumbling. Yeah.
And, you know, and they're still playing by the old, you know, rule book. You know, and it's not working.
No. No, you're right. You're absolutely correct. They're losing their power. They've lost their credibility. They're finished. And the only way they can stop this from continuing is to destroy Trump and or prevent him from getting elected.
I would not expect the 2024 election to be anything but, you know,
yeah,
it's certainly not going to be fair.
No.
There's too much at stake.
That's right. No, you're absolutely correct, Martin. Yeah.
And it's not Biden. It's the people behind him.
Sure, sure. Biden's just a public figure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Why do you think, this stupid question, but I got to ask it anyway. What's with these people that are doing this? What's their problem? I mean, can't they recognize that this is going to lead to nothing but conflict and disaster, especially even for them?
They don't see it that way. They don't. They are so fixed on,
Martin,
a psychological problem.
You live in a neighborhood, right? You live in a neighborhood. Yeah, we all do, right? If all your neighbors hate you, you know, just think you're a piece of shit, I don't see how that's going to work out for you.
Well, they just look at it from power, that they hold the power. And that's why I'm saying that's what this is.
Yeah.
Do or die for them.
Okay.
If the neocons lose power in 24, you know, they're going to do everything they possibly can.
Yeah.
And you have to understand, the only thing I have come to a conclusion about these people is that when Khrushchev stood up and said, we will bury you, and he was going to take communism and infiltrate the entire world.
Yeah.
These people said, no, we're going to do it the opposite way. We're going to make democracy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know some of them. I knew Bill Kristol, and he wrote the book on and going into Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Their theory is, you go into these countries, remove these dictators, and the people will give you a ticker tape parade.
Yeah, and it, you like
and
you said, it
never
didn't.
Worked.
Yeah, it never worked.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is why they demonize Putin. They make it sound, I mean, there was even an ambassador just came out in Germany just the other day. He says, somebody should kill Putin and the war would be over.
Right.
Really? You really think so?
Yeah.
I mean, these people are deranged.
Right.
The people behind Putin are far more dangerous than he is.
Yep. Yeah, we said that. Yeah. Yeah, he's probably holding it back a little bit.
Oh, he is. I mean, if you look at the guy threatening nuclear wars, the old, hardline communist.
Right.
They would love to start doing this. I mean, the head of Chechnya came out and said they should be nuking Ukraine, and Putin came out, we don't want to go in that direction.
Right.
I mean, let's get real here. I mean, the problem also in Russia is that the military is not necessarily 100% behind Putin because they feel that their hands have been tied.
Yeah.
If they could have won this war in 6 weeks if they were allowed to go in and actually destroy Ukraine.
Right, exactly. And they have not been able to do that. Yeah.
He's kept them into the Donbass. That's all we're interested in. And it reminds me of Vietnam.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't, bomb across, this.
Right.
That's it. We don't go into the north. We just keep this. And you lose.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. The generals wanted to do more, and the politicians said no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what has happened from the Russian side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That they feel that Putin has been too soft mm-hmm. on Ukraine, mm-hmm. and that if it's up to them, they would have. Just look at the way we went into Iraq. The first thing you do is you take out the power grid, you take out the water supply, you take out the communication. Mm-hmm. He did none of that.
Right.
All right. Otherwise, Zelensky wouldn't be all over every TV station around the world.
Yeah.
And he said, no, we're not trying to conquer Ukraine.
Right.
He did exactly what he said he was doing, a special operation for the Donbass only.
Yeah.
And the military says, we shouldn't have done that. We should have gone in and taken them out. Mm-hmm. Just the way U.S. did to Iraq. You go in, you get it done, and clean it up, and you're done. Mm-hmm. So that's what the criticism of Putin is inside Russia. Mm-hmm. And you get these people in the West, oh, remove Putin. It's complete nonsense.
Yeah,
but, it's part of their strategy. You always have to demonize the head of state. Mm-hmm. And you make it sound like you remove Saddam Hussein and everything would be great. You can also Google Tony Blair's apology. If we did that, then the Ukrainian people would be, we subjected them to more, sectarian violence than they had before. None of these things ever work out that way.
No.
And they actually think of removing Putin. I mean, he had a 70-some percent approval rating because he was not an oligarch and he was not a communist.
Right. Yeah.
The hardliners wanted to take him back to the USSR. He never did.
Yeah. Pretty rational guy.
You remove Putin and you think that you're going to get a ticker tape parade? I don't think so.
It's crazy, yeah.
The guy he replaced has threatened nuclear war I don't know how many times.
Right.
So go ahead, replace Putin and see what you get.
Yeah. Now, this is another crazy question, but I'm going to go for it anyway. In 2 years, so let's say we're talking, like we are now, what is going to be going on in the world? What would you guess?
I think we'll definitely be in war by that. Both civil and international, I would say, after 24.
Okay. So civil first and then international?
They might bring the international first to rig the election.
Yeah.
But honestly, our computer is showing that 24, I don't care who wins. Neither side is going to, the other side is not going to accept it.
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking at a lot more civil unrest. I mean, outlawing gas stoves. I mean, I grew up with gas stoves in my house all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think, I'm dead because of it or something like that. Electric cars, the average price of electric cars is over $65,000.
Yeah.
How is somebody just starting out going to even afford one?
No, it's possible. Yeah.
These things are just not being well understood.
No.
And you have a bunch of, and what I've been told from Washington is the problem is a lot of these people making these decisions are 23 to 27 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like what they did with Obamacare. Mm-hmm. They just, all women should have maternity leave. Yes, okay, fine. All right, I had insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and they called up and they said, we have to cancel it. I said, what's the problem? Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have maternity leave. I said, well, I don't think I'm going to get pregnant. Okay. I was talking to guys in their 50s. They all lost their, not married. They all lost their insurance because, we have to have maternity leave. Mm-hmm. I mean, so then they gave me some new policy. And then they sent me two cards for for children. I said, I don't have any children. You know, Oh, you're not paying anything more. It's included. Mm. Oh, that's okay. So then I went to the dentist and they said, are you covered? I said, I don't know what I'm covered for anymore. I gave them the cards and they actually told me, oh, you're not covered, but your children are. I said, oh, thank children that I don't have. Thank you very much.
This is all true?
Yeah, I mean, so this is the problem. You get people have no realistic idea.
Yeah.
They make up these regulations. Mm. Oh, yes, okay, electric cars will save. Okay, do you understand what the price is?
Right.
All right. How is as somebody, you know, starting out earning 30 grand a year going to even afford one?
Well, yeah, furthermore, I mean, electric car is kind of a joke. I mean, the whole thing is a joke, you know. So, yeah.
No, I know. I said, living in Florida, my neighbor bought a Tesla. And I said, well, when the hurricane comes, I can put your wife and the kid in there. I said, I'll have to tie you to the roof, you know. I said, but keep your mouth open and you catch all the bugs. You know, that'd be good protein, I hear.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going on 55 minutes. I don't want to cut you off, but I usually like to keep it to an hour. But we can.
No, that's fine. I think we've covered just about everything.
No, It looks like you're right. I have to admit you're right. Unless they have some catastrophic war situation, Biden is doomed.
Yes, look,
I'll sum it up.
They're putting Biden up not because he's qualified, but because they can manipulate him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure there are far more qualified people in the Democratic Party that could be president. Why would you be putting him up? It's really kind of a joke. I mean, the real joke going around is that, yes, I'm on for Biden in 24, but not Joe. It's for Hunter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It says, look, he's an oil executive in the East. He has clear, relationships with the head of the Communist Party in China and the Chinese financier. And he's a big land, manager in Africa. So he's worldly,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's probably a good qualification anymore, I mean, it's just ridiculous, the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing is absurd, yeah.
But that's the times we live in, so it will be interesting. So I'll talk to you in a couple of years. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want to cut you off, but 1 hour is usually good. And I'll be in touch, and in a couple of months we can go at it again and update everybody. But I think you're right. I'm going to just praise you and say that I think you're correct. The desperation is kicking in. They have no choice but to actually probably look at a war, start a war, and hope for the best.
Yeah. Otherwise, they lose power.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely correct. I'm going to really praise you. I think I didn't really think of that. I was hearing you talk and I said, holy shit, Martin's got to be correct here.
I've been dealing with these people for a long time.
Oh my God.
The way they act.
It's really kind of, I'll just say before I leave you, it's kind of frightening, because we're dealing with, this is the real world, these are the facts.
Yes, it's, people have to understand that this is simply the way. Once you have power, they do not want to release it.
That's right. Yeah. Well, great to talk to you again, Martin. And I will be in touch. And like I said, whenever you want to talk again, it's fine with me. And wish you all the best. I'm sure you're doing great, like you said.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.